Coast Radio News for Friday, February 19th, 2021. I'm George Henry. Florence City Council will continue deliberations on the annexation request from Benedict's Holdings, LLC. During last month's meeting, the council heard from several opponents of the planned development and how annexation of the property just south of Hasita Beach Road would negatively affect adjacent properties. Concerns were raised about flooding and future forced annexation. City staff has received a multitude of letters and a petition from residents in the area opposed to the annexation. The council may move forward Monday evening to either approve or deny the request for annexation. The council will also consider accepting a grant from the Oregon Department of Aviation for a replacement of the airport's AWOS system. AWOS is an automated weather observation system. The replacement of the system would cost about $500,000, most of which would be covered by funds supplied by the Federal Aviation Administration. The grant would mean the city's cash output would be around $5,000. The council will also consider another grant that would enhance radio coverage for first responder units, including fire, ambulance, and police. City Council meets virtually Monday evening at 5:30 p.m. Florence gained another COVID-19 case yesterday for a total of 160 known cases since the pandemic began. Lane County added another 41 cases, continuing the decreases that began over 3 weeks ago. The total case count is just under 10,000. The state is reporting 466 new cases and 6 new deaths. The weekly report from the Oregon Department of Health shows another weekly decrease in case numbers, dropping another 15% as of Sunday, February 14th. The OHA did report an increase in hospitalizations and deaths during the same week. The largest outbreaks of the virus still remains in the 20 to 49 age group, yet people over the age of 70 make up 76% of the deaths. Vaccine clinics were canceled in Lane County, as shipments of the vaccine have been delayed due to bad weather in the Midwest. The closure of Highway 101 at Sea Lion Caves continues today as crews are working on road erosion at milepost 170 near Bob's Creek. There will be no access to Hasita Lighthouse or other sites between Cook's Chasm and the caves from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Work is scheduled to continue throughout the weekend and into next week. ODOT has not revised their completion time, and it was last reported to take about a week to complete the construction. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, February 19th, 2021.